Atenção, senhores espectadores. Muito boa tarde.
Corkout History presents
Grândola Vila Morena,
Picard Nation Revolution.
A partir deste momento, o movimento das Forças Armadas,
brought to you by André Andinês,
controla totalmente a rede emissora da Rádio e Televisão Portuguesa.
What was the MFA and who were the Capitães de Abril? Two names that you will hear when talking about the revolution and the day of the revolution. The MFA, Movimento das Forças Armadas, was the armed forces movement, the military movement responsible for the April 25th, for the day of the revolution in Portugal, which ended the years of dictatorship. In the period leading up to the 25th of April, as we've been seeing, Portugal was marked by more and more and more unrest and dissatisfaction within various sectors of society, and particularly amongst the military. The MFA's formation stemmed from professional grievances amongst junior officers, dissatisfaction with the authoritarian state and the regime, and a growing sense of solidarity with anti-colonial movements abroad. As tensions escalated, the MFA began to articulate a broader political vision, including demands for an end to the colonial war and establishment of democratic freedoms. This movement of capitans becomes the catalyst for change in Portugal. In the months leading up to the revolution, this group of captains and what would become the MFA engaged in organizing clandestinely, of course, forming cells within the military and gradually expanding its support base. Despite initial setbacks, such as a failed attempt that took place in Caldas, the Caldas Uprising of March 1974, the movement persisted, driven by this kind of sense of inevitability, and of course the failure of all conventional channels to address the military's grievances, so a coup d'etat was the only possible way forward. There were many internal divisions regarding the timing, the nature, how to do it, but the MFA reached its final programmatic goals and came together around some main principles, which included ending the colonial war, democratizing the country, and addressing the socio-economical inequalities. The armed forces movement would move forward to bring the end of the 48-year-old dictatorship in that day of the 25th of April. Otelo Saraiva de Carvalho, one of the names of the revolution, orchestrated a coup, and it all occurred with minimal bloodshed and toppled the regime in less than 24 hours. All in all, it was a quick, smooth, swift movement. There were two signals that initiated the revolution on that day and that set in motion the military column led by Captain Salgueiro Maia, and we will tell you about those signals tomorrow. The captains involved in this movement became known as the Capitães de Abril. The Capitães de Abril, Captains of April, were the military officers who played a most important role on the day of the revolution. They were part of the armed forces movement, the MFA, with names like Otelo, as we said, Vasco Lourenço, or Salgueiro Maia, and they were the ones that organized and executed the coup. They earned their name from the month of April, of course, and their actions were symbolized by the widespread of carnations, but we'll tell you about that in another day. Now, Salgueiro Maia is one of the most important figures of this day and of this movement and part of the Capitães de Abril. He was born in 1944 and he became widely known for his leadership during the revolution and for his decisive actions in Lisbon on the eve of the 25th. Salgueiro Maia led a column of military vehicles into Lisbon on that morning, positioning them strategically to support the overthrow of the regime. In the early hours of that morning, during the parade at the Cavalry Practical School in Santarém, where they started their march towards Lisbon, Salgueiro Maia delivered his famous speech, and I quote, "Ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, there are different forms of government, socialist state, capitalist state, and the state that we've reached. Now, on this solemn night, we are going to put an end to the state we've reached. So whoever wants to come with me, let's go to Lisbon and end this. Whoever volunteers, step out and form up. Whoever doesn't want to come, stay here. All the 240 men who heard these words immediately formed up in front of him, and they proceeded to Lisbon and marched against the dictatorship. Salgueiro Maia was the leader of the armed column that besieged the ministries at Terreiro do Paço. He led this operation, and by the end of the afternoon, this all resulted in the surrender of Marcelo Caetano, that we told you about a couple of days ago, at the Carmo headquarters. It was at this moment that Marcelo handed over the power, and this completes the fall of the regime on that day. And of course, from then on, other institutions started to be dismantled. Of course, there's a whole program of changes that these captains were incumbent to do. But for now, what they did was get to Lisbon, get to the streets, and in a peaceful manner, make the state surrender. Although it was, of course, a military action, when I say it was done in a peaceful manner, what I mean is that it was the shift in the balance of powers that was provoked by this movement of the captains, that this military action that informed the state, that confronted the state with a military uprising, therefore changing how the balance between powers was established until then, and changing the picture and changing the country forever. After this day, and for the rest of his life, Salgueiro Maia will receive invitations for several public positions and prestigious roles. He will always deny those, and he will remain more or less away from public life. He had fulfilled his duty in that morning. He had been a part of this movement that freed the country from the dictatorship, and then he moved away. The movement of the armed forces will be decisive in the change of power between the new state and the newborn democracy, and they will be responsible for the twists and turns of the years that follow, and that have a lot to say. But today, we're not focusing on that, we're focusing only on the 25th of April that's approaching. But if you want to dive into this day in more detail and get to know these captains and the characters behind them, I think that the best way to do it is to watch Capitães de Abril. Yes, the name of the group, Captains of April, is also the title of a film, a Portuguese film directed by Maria de Medeiros, that was released in the 2000s, I think it was in 2000 actually. And it depicts the events of the Carnation Revolution, of that night, of that morning, and of the actions of the Capitães de Abril, the captains responsible, the military officers who led the actual coup d'etat against the regime. And it portrays the planning, the execution, and the revolution, including Salgueiro Maia's iconic speech. And it explores the various roles of the military figures, the civilians, and everyone that had say in that day. The whole film kind of captures and celebrates these ideals of democracy, freedom, and social justice that were also the ones that were defended by the captains of April and that inspired all of the revolution. So now go watch it.
And this is where we'll stop for now. Join us on the next episode.
Until then, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Corkout History Pod, where you can reach out to us, let us know your thoughts, and discover more about the episodes.
Don't forget to rate and subscribe wherever you're listening to us.
Your comments really are crucial so that more people can find us.
Bye! Bye.